News. I'm Megan Buffington with the Up North Report. A second distinct round of storms hit northern Minnesota Monday night, leaving a trail of downed trees, power lines, and more power outages in its wake. Storms fired up again after 11 p.m. and lasted through about 2 a.m. Tuesday, primarily from the Brainerd Lakes area to the Iron Range and Arrowhead. The National Weather Service office in Duluth says it received a lot of wind damage reports. The strongest measured wind gust was 64 miles per hour at the Brainerd Airport just after 11. It was around that time that a tree fell on the Probilski's house in Breezy Point, about 15 miles further north. Here's Wendy Probilski.
The wind picked up, and Dan said, "We better get the boys downstairs," and 2 minutes later, it fell.
The family spent the night at the nearby Breezy Point Resort because of concerns of an electrical fire.
So his ceiling has caved right there, and you see that tree?
Oh my gosh!
Right at his bed?
The tree punched two holes clear through the ceiling of their son's bedrooms. Probilski was still waiting for the tree guys to come at 3 Tuesday afternoon. They had said they'd be there at 1. While at least 8 tornado warnings were issued Monday between the Weather Service offices in Duluth and Grand Forks, no tornadoes are confirmed or suspected. Lake Country Power says its crews had made significant progress in restoring power to the 4,000 affected customers from the first round of storms when the second round came through the region. 12,000 were without power across the Arrowhead after the second round, and about 5,600 were still without as of Tuesday afternoon. The electric cooperative estimates a minimum of 2 days before full restoration of service, unless more severe weather happens. Some large hail was in the mix, with golf ball-sized reported in the Barnum area, and quite a bit of rain fell with the two systems, a mostly welcome development given much of north-central Minnesota remains in a severe drought. A spotter in Brimson reported over 2.5 inches of rainfall. Nearly 2 inches fell in McGregor, Pillager, and near the small Crow Wing County city of Tromald. The White Earth Nation and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will begin a new partnership Wednesday. Aaron Bowman has more.
The two groups signed a multi-year funding agreement at Tamarack National Wildlife Refuge on Tuesday. It allows the band to conduct activities and programs in the refuge, like water quality monitoring and educational programs for schools, with money provided by the Fish and Wildlife Service. Dustin Roy is the White Earth Nation Natural Resources Divisional Director. He says the agreement will only lead to good things.
We're here to collaborate and help where we can, and it's only going to benefit everybody in the refuge. We all care about it.
The agreement includes 3 main areas where White Earth will take over responsibility: water and wild rice management, forestry, and visitor services. It builds off previous collaborations between the band and Fish and Wildlife. In a news release, Fish and Wildlife says the agreement, quote, strengthens co-stewardship, supports the exercise of tribal expertise, and helps to ensure that Tamarack National Wildlife Refuge continues to benefit wildlife, tribal communities, and all visitors for generations to come. The funding agreement ends in 2028. Roy says the hope is for another agreement to be signed at that time. Aaron Bowman, KAXE News.
The Bemidji High School trap team is the state clay target champion. In their 8th straight tournament appearance, the Lumberjacks shot for a team total of 487. Proctor sophomore Lane Graves is the state champion in the open division. He shot a perfect 100. In the past, that would have guaranteed him at least a slice of the title. But for the first time, the league used a bonus tie-breaking round, with Graves emerging victorious over 2 others who had perfect preliminary rounds. Proctor finished 5th in the team competition, with Austin Carlson placing 8th, Kitson County Central's Guilford Finney was 4th, and Park Rapids' Frank Southerton was 5th. All 4 were named to the all-tournament team. As weather allows, communities across the Northland will be celebrating the 4th of July this weekend. To find out what's happening in your area, check out the 4th Up North, KAXE's guide to fireworks, parades, and more. You can find it under the local events dropdown on our website, kaxe.org. That's it for the Up North Report. From the KAXE News Desk, I'm Megan Buffington, telling the stories of Northern Minnesota through local news.
The Up North Report on KAXE is sponsored by Woodland Bank, dedicated to serving local businesses, families, and nonprofits in our area since 1920. You can find more information online at woodland.bank.